Hello.
Oh. No, keep talking over there.
Hello, and welcome to the Holy Sweater Girls. I'm Jen.
This is Carolyn right here.
I'm here with...
Joey.
And Gabe is sitting over there checking it out. It is May 31st, 2014, 11:21 a.m., first time we're doing this in the morning. It's a bit strange.
It is. It's kind of nice, though.
It is. It's fresh. I'm a little hungover.
That's even better.
It's okay. So, yeah. Beautiful sounds. I feel like this is like a KCRW NPR piece right now.
You're about to get some knowledge dropped on your faces.
Using my best Ann Litt voice. Hi, and welcome.
It's like watching PBS.
Yeah.
Or, well, listening to PBS, which I guess is NPR then.
Yeah,
so right. So that's the same difference.
It's so funny that you mentioned PBS. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I guess like the guy from Reading Rainbow is trying to get a Kickstarter going to like bring it back because, you know, our kids need that in their life for early childhood education.
They need an edification.
I can't speak.
Edification. LeVar Burton, who is also famous for his role of Geordi LaForge on Star Trek Generations.
Oh, was that the same guy?
With the visor thing? Yeah, that's him.
I didn't know that was the same guy.
So he...
Sorry.
Also Kunta Kinte.
Oh, that's right. Kunta Kinte from Roots back in the day.
My name is Toby.
His thing is Reading Rainbow. Like, that's kind of his deal. And, yeah, the Kickstarter campaign, I think they were shooting for $1 million. They're almost at $3 million now. There's a little bit of controversy about this, though.
Why?
Because the language on the Kickstarter, or maybe the website, I forget which one, it's a little vague, and it's come to light that a number of underprivileged classrooms will be given this service of Reading Rainbow. It's going to be an app on the phone, so they'll just get it and they can use it in the classroom, blah blah blah.
That sounds really rad.
The problem is classrooms deemed not underprivileged do have to pay a subscription fee for it.
That does not make sense.
Right. So that's on one hand, you can say like, well, if they can afford it, but on the other hand, shouldn't the child's education be given to them for free, basically?
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you know, you're at like a private institution, you know, that kind of thing. That's a different story. But so there's a little bit of like, why this, why that, you know?
Okay. From a technology like standpoint and working in education, having underprivileged, and sorry, this is going to get like real and kind of serious, but like providing this app for free to underprivileged, or schools that are deemed underprivileged doesn't really make sense because those schools probably don't have access to the same technology that these schools like that would be able to afford it or would have to pay for the app. You know, they would probably have more, not just access to the machines, but like to a knowledge base of how to integrate it seamlessly into their classroom, because underprivileged and at-risk schools, they do not have that professional development happening and occurring in the classroom on a regular basis. And I know this from experience.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
now I don't know if,
but why don't they make it available to the public so that parents can, because almost everybody has a smartphone.
Yeah. It's
and
ridiculous.
Regardless of your situation, like I know tons of parents that are deemed like their students are participants in the free and reduced lunch program. Mm-hmm. And they have smartphones, so like, and iPads and computers and stuff. So like, why don't you let this service be available to the public unless there are like specific lessons and like a teacher side? But even PBS Kids like has all of that and lets it be known for the public so that students and kids can get that kind of head start and play with it at home.
I don't know a lot about the
why not?
The
why are you going to bring it up and not? No, I'm just
kidding.
I'm only
talking halfway out of my ass about this. So it there's possibly more to it, you know, but that alone, it's a little troubling. But I think that instead of pissing on the whole idea just because of that situation, we should still try to like...
I think it's rad.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I loved Reading Rainbow as a kid.
I'm going to give them like $30.
I don't know what you'll get for that. Maybe just satisfaction. Because, you know, they
Maybe
always
I'll
give
get
you
like a little pin.
Oh.
Like a little
I kind of want
Reading
a pin
Rainbow
now.
Pin.
I'm going to check out them? Kickstarter.
Can we, Gabe, can we invest in like a little button machine maker thing? Make them like all the Empire Records status.
We're only going to give it to poor kids, right?
The pins? Yes. Only poor kids get pins.
Can I get one? I'm pretty poor.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm not a kid, but I'm pretty poor.
Yeah. You know, that works.
I wanted to just give out a little safety tip real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll just kind of move on from that. Summer has unofficially started with the sunblock. Memorial. Well, that too. But we have an example here of a pin, I guess.
It's like the
Oh, it's like the YMCA. Oh, like that. What is this? Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts?
No, it's something else.
Oh, that looks like the fucking thing with the stuff.
So it's basically a hand. Oh, okay. It's like a hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. Holding like a little person that looks like a Y.
It looks like the type of person you'd see on the bathroom sign.
Yeah.
I think that is the hand sign. Whatever.
Anyways. Yeah.
Anyway, so unofficial start to summer with the Memorial Day weekend. This is really specifically for people in the Southern California area, but if you live in a coastal area, keep this in mind. The more people that you have at the beach, the higher the population. The studies have shown that there are more percentage-wise shark attacks because of the number of people in the water.
I thought you were
going to
say shit and piss
in the water. Well, that's undeniable. Probably some medical waste as well. And these are dangerous only because, there's a couple of reasons shark attacks are dangerous. First of all, the human element, you're getting bit by a shark. There's the potential that you could die because if the shark gets you in the right place, you're going to bleed out and you're going to die.
Yeah.
But the other half.
The jugular.
Yeah, he bites you in the neck. A shark vampire. The other half is that people still misunderstand sharks and they don't appreciate the animals. And there are still a number of countries that kill sharks in large numbers because they see them as threats to human beings.
I love seeing those charts like on Facebook go through where it's like cars kill this many people, like coyotes kill this many people, sharks kill one person a year.
Oh yeah.
And then they're all like Australia's like, let's kill all the sharks, and they just like freak out. Don't do that.
It's like, stop, they're so important to the goddamn ecosystem. Yeah,
it was like, I think it was Australia, like they were trying to
fucking Australia.
I know you
mother fucking it, Australia
at the grad dinner when somebody was like, oh my god, Australia. It was
Katie's man, wasn't it,
who was like, Patty, and then George did say that, and I could feel you seething with disgust.
No, you guys go on your own, I'm gonna be over here,
right? So I'm sorry, sharks. Yeah.
So sharks, the thing about sharks, we all kind of already know, like, they confuse you with food because you're splashing around, and especially if you're a surfer, the shape of you on the water surface can easily be mistaken for a seal, which is one of their number one prey. It's hard to avoid that. I mean, what are you going to do? Not go in the water? Well, if that's why you're at the beach, go for it. One thing you want to make sure of is to be aware of your surroundings. If you are surfing or swimming at a beach that has a population of seals, sea lions, any kind of animal like that, pay attention to what they're doing. Because I was just watching a shark documentary thing the other day, and I got really excited because you know how I love Shark Week.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, it's early. This guy, longtime surfer, he's like in his 50s. He goes, I saw the seals. They were kind of a little edgy. Some of them were coming out of the water in sporadics, you know. But I thought, it's fine. And then he got fucking wrecked by a shark. He's fine. He got all put together and everything. But he said, he's like, if I had paid attention to what they were doing, because they know what they're doing.
Right.
They know what's going on. Then I could have avoided that completely.
Well, it's like those disaster movies. And I hate to use this as like the only reference that I have.
This
but
is
like,
it. This is science
when
here.
When you see like rats or whatever like running away and birds all flocking away from something, like it's because they're running from Godzilla, you know?
Exactly.
It's like whatever it is,
whatever,
like,
the equivalent of,
like,
Godzilla,
go the other
is.
Way, like, don't go into it, go away.
I mean, if your profession is like fireman.
Or oh, then woman, you should be going towards
paramedic, whatever, police officer. Yeah. That's your job. But for you and I, y'all can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm pushing children and old people out of the way. Get away. But yeah, pay attention to that because you're not going to see the shark. Yeah. Most sharks have darker color on the top of them, mm-hmm, whereas they're white on the bottom. And that's just natural selection.
Yeah, go to an aquarium and
you'll see that. Yeah. So you're not going to notice that. And keep in mind that most sharks will not try to eat you per se. They're just
want a snack.
They just want to check. They just want to make sure. And that's what a lot of scientists have found, that the sharks aren't really like, yum. They kind of are like, what is this? Bite you, gross. And then they try to go away.
Yeah.
But because just of the way that they're built, like they're very efficient killing machines for a reason. Mm-hmm. And their bite is just so powerful that you're going to freak out and start, you know. But
that, and then they have like so many rows of teeth.
Yes, they do.
Like two, so it's kind of
like, they're like a chainsaw, basically.
Yeah.
But they're amazing, beautiful creatures, and we really don't know a lot about them, especially the great white, because we really don't even know where those sharks breed or mate. That's amazing. In 2014, we don't know where a goddamn shark breeds or mates.
In the ocean?
They do it in the ocean. They think it's in the Gulf of Mexico, but they still don't know.
Huh.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway, just if you're out there in the ocean, and there have been shark attacks in 3 feet of water. So, Jesus. Yeah, exactly. Now, this is another reason why I don't go in the water. But if you do, just be very mindful. Watch your surroundings. Obviously have fun.
Yeah.
But just be careful. And it doesn't, just because you're in a crowded part of the ocean doesn't mean you're going to be that lucky one who gets, nope, who gets snacked on a little bit.
Like, to add to that, do the stingray shuffle.
There you go.
Also, and wear sunscreen.
Definitely sunscreen.
You don't want cancer.
And you don't have to pay a lot for sunscreen.
No.
FDA is really pushing to get producers of sunscreen to stop at SPF 50.
Yeah.
Because anything really above that is useless. More. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I just stick with like 20 or whatever, because, and then just reapply.
Every 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, but you're going to live longer and you're not going to look like a leather sofa.
You're also not going to get a ton of freckles, which I have going on right now because like I...
Angel kisses. I didn't wear...
Yeah, right.
Okay, what do you got over there?
Last time, you know, we talked a little bit about your favorite Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, I love her.
So she's making people upset again.
Really?
Yeah.
She never does that.
Yeah, I know. She just can't keep those panties out of a bunch, you know? So anyways, she was quoted as saying to some sort of interview, to Recode. I don't know what that is.
It's not TMZ. I don't care.
Yeah, TMZ covered it, which is where I had initially seen it. Actually, maybe I can get theirs because I had looked at it. Yeah, there it is. So because that leads into the next one. So Gwyneth Paltrow, she said,
drum roll, please.
You come across comments about yourself and about your friends, and it's a very dehumanizing thing. It's almost like how in war you go through this bloody dehumanizing thing and then something is defined out of it. You know, because she's had such a hard life. She's like, my hope is as we get out of it, we'll reach the next level of conscience. The McCains are very upset about this because John McCain is a war vet and a POW.
Full blown.
Yeah.
That's why he can't raise his arms above his head. No, seriously. Like, yeah, he's so fucked up. Like,
he didn't know that. He's like,
watch him. Like, he can't. Something with a tendon or muscle or something.
Okay.
Well, they fucked his ass up. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, his wife, Cindy McCain, is pissed. Oh, and she's saying that Gwyneth Paltrow is a joke. And perhaps Gwyneth Paltrow should go out on patrol with some soldiers. Kind of like the red carpet in her mind, I guess. And, you know,
it's picturing just Gwyneth Paltrow. And she's getting like style ideas from like all these poor refugees. She's like,
I love the way that they wrap their hair.
Like, that's so like, and what if you're having a bad hair day? Hey man, just wrap it up.
Yeah. Nope. So that's Gwyneth. Charlize Theron also said that she tries to avoid Googling herself because when you start living in that world doing that, you start feeling raped. So these women need to stop. Because I don't know what Charlize Theron's like history is. I don't know if she's actually experienced that, and she's saying that she emotionally feels that way. Which I get the idea of feeling violated.
Violated, yes.
But use that term then. Don't violated use such, is fine. Like, a yeah. Buzzword that's gonna
well, piss that's what it is. Off, I don't know what it's like to be at their level of fame.
Yeah,
obviously.
Did you see that Britney documentary a couple of years ago? Where no, they I still showed haven't her,
seen that,
dude. Like,
I know she I was get it. Like,
she couldn't even go to like the bathroom without people looking yeah. at her.
So. Well, yeah. So I don't know what it's like to be at that level, but I have an idea that because they're so far attached from like everyday people
mm-hmm.
that they really don't think that they're going to come across. Like, people won't understand what they're saying. And they're already in a place that they're in a disadvantaged place because then people also don't take them seriously, right?
Yeah.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow. So I think they're using these buzzwords, like you said, to grab people's attention. Like, no, don't you understand? It's like war. It's like being raped.
But Gwyneth Paltrow really does feel like,
well, I think she's like kind of her convinced herself.
Like she, yeah. What the fuck, man? Like,
yeah.
She was talking about like how she had to go up to like, what is it? Like Wisconsin or something like that for 2 weeks. And she was just like, oh my God, it's so hard. It's like, you grew up in Hollywood. You're fine.
I would love to go to Wisconsin. It seems like it would just be a nice way to like get away from everything.
Yeah, she was pissed. She had to be like a real mom for a week or something like that.
Well, I just think that they're reaching for the fences when they should just be like using their inside voice, yeah, honestly. Right? Yeah, I get why they're trying to do it, but you're right. It's not the most effective way to get their point across.
Yeah.
I do remember now the thing about Gwyneth that you just brought up, because there was some Marine who wrote this big, long response to her, and I had to stop after a while because then he also got really condescending. And I thought, okay, I don't think that's the best way to get your point across either. Right. If you start talking down to the person, they're going to shut down. And, well, Gwyneth's not even going to read it, but still.
But she doesn't read that stuff because she doesn't like feeling like she's going to war.
That's right. Who would want to?
I don't know. But yeah.
What else you got?
Have you guys heard about the Google car?
The one that drives Google's itself?
Google's expanding. There's no... So Google, if you don't know, Google has recently announced and released Google.
Google.
The Google.
What is this Google that you speak of?
It started as a website search engine.
What's a website?
A website is a place in space.
Oh.
I actually don't know. That's interesting. We should look up the definition for website.
What is a website?
What is a what? Like,
what is a what?
So anyways,
Google. Holy sweater girls, what is a what?
it is a
dick. So Google released their self-driving cars. I saw this on the news, actually, and I see a piece on BuzzFeed right now in front of me. It's
pretty fucking ugly, too. It
looks like a little toy car.
Yeah. Like a smart car, kind of.
A little bit, but it...
Worse.
Yeah. It looks seriously like a wind-up toy. It fits like two people. They
should put a big key on the back and then he just...
Yeah. So this thing's kind of weird because there's no steering wheel. There are no brake pedals or pedals.
Oh,
there's,
I wouldn't like that, like, no.
Like, no. What happens if it turns on you and just...
Skynet
goes?
Becomes aware.
Like, what what if you see it, like, miss, like it's missing a turn and you're on a cliff and it's like, like, are there airbags and where are the airbags stored?
It comes with a parachute for the
cliff problem. It fucking looks like it. It looks like it would. It's kind of funny. And it's like, what? So, like, they're also saying, like, that the huge thing about it is, like, with this rideshare stuff, like Uber and Lyft and whatnot.
Mm.
Great services, by the way. I use Lyft often. But they want to make these cars as part of their service so that they, like, driver's wages are like, I don't know. Why would you? I don't know. I would prefer a real life driver.
Less money.
Yeah. So like it would be cheaper and like whatever. You don't need to own a car. It's more cost effective or whatever. I don't know. It kind of really weirds me out.
There's two things that I immediately thought of with this. of course, it's not going to be normal. So the first thing is, this is one step closer to the Jetsons.
Yeah. Which technically we should already be there.
We should. 2014 has already happened on the Jetsons.
Yeah.
We fucked up royally. The reason that all the houses were like up on those big stilts is that the earth was just done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So is that where we're
going? Getting there. Slowly.
It's like
but
Wall-E
surely.
Right now. It's like instead of like being in a spaceship out like stuck in orbit, we're going to be like having to, well, they are starting to build up.
Yeah.
Rather than
we're going to have these crazy pods. So we're one step closer to Jetsons because of that. And then when you brought up how those services are trying to like include those in their like mm-hmm. cavalry of cars, mm-hmm. that they're going to start moving away from having actual people driving them. Now we're, I mean, this is like a ridiculous diatribe. It's like we're getting away from jobs for people. Like, no, just give it over to the machine. So now yeah. we're one step closer to Star Trek universe where people just don't have jobs because there's no money that exists. And like you just
like
do whatever the fuck you want.
Like Metropolis, right? Where the city is ran by machines?
Kind of, but that was a little disturbing.
Well,
like
yeah.
with Star Trek, it's more hopeful because now people are able to become philosophers and artists and they can progress human, you know, life, culture and everything. But I want it to be like Star Trek, but it's going to be like Metropolis.
Yeah.
It's right? just going to be fucked. Like, that's probably the process. It's going to be like, we're going to just fuck up the earth and all the machines are going to take over everything. Joey has an idea.
I think it's going to be like Skynet.
Yeah. So it's good. Yeah.
Mainly because I read like a news feed where a company in Hong Kong just actually became the first company to put an AI on the board of directors.
That's fucked up.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want that. Hong Kong,
it's
you
a
said?
It's a company in Hong Kong. I forgot like what the name of the company actually is, but they were the first company to finally put an AI on the board of directors.
This is what we need to do. England needs to take Hong Kong back. We need more imperialism because that shit is not going to happen under the Queen's rule. She would not allow that. Hong Kong is crazy.
I don't like that idea.
No.
This calls for my fancy hat.
Fanciest.
My fanciest hat.
That's crazy. Hong Kong is out of their minds. Okay. That's insane.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say you're all wrong.
He, Gabe thinks we're... Mic. Can you reach over there?
Bring it in, bub. Bring it in.
Gabe has something to say.
Number one...
Go.
If your kid got ran over by a drunk driver, you're probably backing the Google car.
Yeah.
Number two, that's only happening in like fucking Brentwood. So forget
about
it.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking first world problem, and that's a first world fucking fear. If you want to be a philosopher, you can go to like the fucking favelas of Brazil, do dope, and be a philosopher all day fucking long, and that's all you'll ever fucking do.
You're going to get murdered, though.
And if you want to be, if a company has a goddamn computer that is on their board of directors, fucking more the better. At least that asshole won't be like selling out stock shares for blow or like doing some other corrupt shit. Like, he'll just be like running the numbers. It's just one and zero every fucking time for him. So look, man, like I'm not afraid of that sort of shit, man. I mean, like, I love Terminator, it's great. Fuck, man, bring on the robots. I mean, what the fuck, dude? I mean, like, that's what... ostensibly, they're here to do something important, right? Like, you know, we have no problem sending robots into fucking space or doing deep water exploration to learn more about sharks. If you're worried about them taking over, fuck, man, you got more problems than that.
It is a postmodern problem. I mean, this fear of technology that we have.
Yeah.
Like, we're just freaked out that it's going to be, like, 2001. Like, this Space Odyssey. Like,
fucking do without it for, like, 2 weeks. See how freaked out
exactly,
you are then.
Exactly.
Like, go walk through West Virginia in the fucking Smoky Mountains and shit.
Get up in the yeah, Ozarks.
Have fucking you didn't mean it. Nothing to you. I mean, shit. I mean, like, it's a fucking great problem to have. I mean, look, yeah, there's a lot of problems with, like, rare earth metals being overmined and this, everything else. But, like, fuck, man, you want to compare that shit to 60 years ago?
Even 60 years ago, that's very true.
It's a generation moved away, so I don't know. I love Werner Herzog. I like how he says he doesn't like subscribe to the culture of complaining. And I'm going to leave it at that.
That's what Gabe's opinion is on that. That's where his stance is.
That's awesome. I do agree that it is definitely a first world problem.
Oh, for sure.
People are dealing with natural disasters and like the aftermath of stuff that happened like over like a year ago or whatever. Shit, like the Philippines and Japan still dealing with their shit from the tsunami. So it's
if
like
we can get robots to like dig out those people in that mudslide in Colorado, that would be pretty goddamn helpful.
Yeah, they've got like they have people and dogs looking for folks that have been dead for a while, most likely.
Wow, this is a heavy episode.
This is a heavy episode.
Doing a lot of talking, not a lot of laughing. I kind of like it, though. It's a, switching it up.
Well, I think we're trying
talking about the issues.
I think we're trying to laugh out of the pain, maybe.
Right?
I think it's kind of funny, though, because, like, we're getting on this topic, like, right after I watched the movie RoboCop.
Oh, Jesus.
The new one.
If ever there was, like, a really good representation of the conversation that we're having, it's RoboCop.
Yep.
It's a huge allegory for Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is interesting because now we're talking about like machines saving us. So there you go. Yeah. What do you got? Because I have this, which is definitely not heavy.
So how many questions is this?
Oh, do we have a test?
Yeah.
Do it.
Are you covered in mayonnaise?
I am not.
Are you wearing two or more pieces of bread?
No.
Are you surrounded by lunch meat?
Well, I mean, what define lunch meat?
Are you a shark? No, I'm just I'm handheld and portable.
Maybe. I mean, it depends on the person.
I'm going to check yes for that one.
Okay, we'll go
ahead. I've been referred to as finger food. Have you guys been referred
to? Yeah, definitely. Again? I have been.
Someone squirted me with mustard and I felt like I deserved it.
You have to pay for that kind of thing, though.
Gabe just keeps repeating dildo.
It's all dildo.
It's like vibrator.
All dildo all the time.
There's a pickle literally millimeters from me.
Not now. Not right now.
Were you born inside of a deli?
No.
My dad was a slab of boar's head smoked turkey?
No.
My mom was a block of Swiss cheese.
She does like Swiss cheese. Okay. So we'll say yes. Just say yes.
Tomato just slid right off of me.
That was earlier.
I'm inside a fridge right now.
No, I'm not, actually. Yeah, I wish.
Someone tried to put me inside a lunchbox. What is that? Are you watching?
Sorry. This is a robot.
Oh. Skynet. I was like, oh, my Skynet God.
Started.
His phone's taking over.
Oh, shit.
You know what's actually kind of funny is that I had a doll when I was younger. I had a doll that would talk. Like, it was called Baby Talk.
Oh, I remember baby talk
But I remember
dolls.
One day in the middle of the night, it just started talking on its own. And it was like, turn me over, feed me. And it just started like freaking out. And my mom was like, what the hell is that thing like doing? Because it's like all on its own. It was only supposed to do it when you like touch it or whatever.
Well, they have all those stories about Furbies now.
Yeah.
That come alive.
That has happened.
You saw that?
Yeah, me and a buddy of mine were hanging out at his house, and his younger brother had a Furby, and I'd never had interacted with a Furby ever, and so I started messing with it. It got annoying. We put it on top of the TV, shut it down, went off on our merry own way doing something else, and all of a sudden, it's all like, Waylo Coco, and we turn around, and it's on, and we're just like, what the fuck? And we threw that thing across the fucking living room.
Why did it say those words?
I don't know.
What are those words?
I don't know.
Is that Furby language?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's creepy.
Hell no.
I do have a cat named Coco. I can't wait until she actually starts talking.
She's gonna...
Turn me over. I'm covered in cheese.
No.
Nickname is Sando.
Never had that.
Sitting on top of a plate.
No, I'm on a couch right now.
My mortal enemy is a rap?
Yes.
Okay. I have been stabbed with a toothpick? Yes.
Yes. I think everybody's had that problem.
Someone tried to toast me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone referred to me as the number 5?
No, I've never gotten that before.
Someone pointed at me and said, hey, look, a sandwich.
I've never had that problem before.
Someone tried to eat me?
Yes.
More than one person has tried to eat me?
Yes.
Please help me. I'm in danger.
Please help me. I'm in danger.
You got 9 out of 25 sandwich points. You are a sandwich.
Yes. Damn.
Just to let you guys know.
I wonder what kind of sandwich I am.
Doesn't tell. Delicious. I'm delicious. Oh, that's like, it reminds me of the robot cop or robot chicken.
Robot chicken Christ. Cop.
Like gummy bear thing. Anyways, I know you had a story you wanted to share.
Oh, God, I almost forgot about that.
You know, when you're done watching the movie.
This is such a long clip.
Gabe is showing Carolyn a clip of something.
RoboCop, where he shoots the rapist in the dick, but then he shoots like 100 guys in the dick.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a penis shooting.
And
there's
it's
a clip. Penis shootings. There's just like guys but just, like all of a sudden come out like they wang out and they just get shot.
Oh, full my blown like dicks on the screen. And then they're getting shot so and blown apart. It's like the craziest floor. Thing
Too
ever.
Many dicks.
Too many dicks. This is amazing.
Flight of the Conchords.
It's hilarious because I almost actually got hired by mall cops one time.
Mall because the Stonewood Mall used to have an arcade and they had Time Crisis. And I was standing there playing Time Crisis without dying, without getting shot, and shooting everybody in the dick. And there was like 3 mall cops standing right behind me watching my progress as I beat the game.
That's how you almost got the job.
Yeah.
They're like, we like this guy. Bring him on the team. Hey, man. It's one way to really get to it. I can't speak.
That's all right.
There's also like, I'm sorry, ladies.
No, it's okay. We just can't hear you, though.
Yeah.
Like, so then it sounds like dead air.
Hey, dead air here. Just want you to know that if you go to Gawker, there is a video of women looking at the vaginas for the first time, and it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Dead or out.
Sorry, babe. So are they opening themselves up and looking at the inside of it, or are they literally just putting a mirror down there and like, who hasn't done that?
I think they're probably putting a mirror down there.
Who hasn't done that?
Dude, on Sex and the City, Charlotte, she never looked at her lady parts.
Samantha like was like, get a handheld mirror and just like,
Chirp. Yeah, and then like, she was like,
check it out sometimes.
I go just on shows with Charlotte every now and then just to make sure that things are pretty cool down there.
Yeah. See? That there weren't any, like, lingering toilet paper issues or anything like that. I don't know how it works for you gentlemen.
Sores. That's the concern.
I certainly hope not. Seeing as how I'm your partner.
I think for women, it may be a little bit more empowering to see their lady bits.
Especially, yeah, and I could see it if you're coming from like a Latina background, where it's like, it's kind of like, not looked down upon, but it's like quiet, like hush hush.
Just don't talk about
you don't talk about it.
Yeah.
That sounds so fucked that like, if you're in that culture,
that like, those women that were like afraid to look at their parts. breaker fucking, but that's nuts. Like, I can't imagine like living in a culture in which like a woman would have to like give me all my information on my wang. It's like, man, that's fucked. If like you're in a culture in which like you can't even investigate yourself, or you have to have some dude that doesn't have the same parts give you like the info on how to use what you got, that is fucking crazy. So any Latina women out there that have never seen their privates, do you have a hotline?
We don't have a hotline, but we do have a Facebook. Oh yeah, Holy Sweater Girls, HOLEY.
Don't they like, remember like in like house culture, there used to be like a party line that you used to have to call to like go find? We should have one of those.
You did like you had to go to like 7-Eleven and you picked up the number and then you called in. They're like, you need to buy an egg from this certain store, and then you go do it, and then they like give you like the address or whatever for the warehouse. We're going to do that. We're going to build up our fan base, and we're going to do it, and then the ending of it is going to be like a live taping at like the Pike or something.
I thought you were going to say like
here.
I thought you were going to say like a live taping of women like looking at their vaginas or something.
That's a little weird.
I always kind of imagined that we were going to get all these like
pictures of vaginas on the Facebook.
Well, we would get shut down right away.
Yeah, don't put your
don't
no pictures of vaginas. We just look at your own and tell us your experience on how you feel.
Exactly. And if you want to post a picture, put a picture of a flower that looks similar to your vagina.
There's actually a video I will try to find, which is the male version of it. It's supposed to be a spoof, sort of.
Okay.
Where this artist asks a few men to show, to come in, and she starts drawing their testicles, how they imagine them, and then they actually pose nude, and she draws them how they actually are, and then you see all these guys start crying. Like, looking at their own testicles. I don't know. It's supposed to be a hilarious video. I laughed, because, I mean, I have no problem looking at them, I guess. But, yeah.
But you're also an artist, though.
Yeah, so I've seen tons of testicles and lady parts, all shapes and sizes. That's a story I
want to hear. You can say testicles, but you can't say vagina.
I can say
vagina.
Vagina.
Can you say vagina?
Vagina. Face hugger. Vagina dentata.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually kind of like, you have like Julianne Moore hair going on right now.
Oh, I do a little bit. Yeah. My work has been described as very vaginal.
Vaginal.
That seems to make some men uncomfortable.
There's a band called Vagina Wolf.
Vagina yeah. Wolf? Oh shit!
That's really. Are they like a lady hardcore band or something like that? Like a yeah.
We
yeah, they
need
would
to
be.
Get them to Pussy write our theme shit. Song or something.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Do have it. You guys talked about that on your show? What's happening with Pussy Riot?
No,
what's
happening? Because I was gonna go to like a book reading that was about Pussy Riot, but no, we haven't talked. Well, because it was happening when we were on hiatus, We haven't really heard anything about it since. Like, but there's this whole movement in, like Brazil, I think it is. The women are like holding protests naked, like nude or topless, with their breasts out and like writing messages on them. They're like, look at my breasts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sounds really awful, but one of the Willis girls, like Bruce and Demi's, one of their daughters, like did like a whole protest in New York where she actually went shopping, walking down the street with boobs out. Scout,
really?
Scout, not rumor, Scout did it. So one of the younger ones, she's like 18 or something like that. She was just like, it's stupid. Like, why can't, like, we see all kinds of vulgarities, but yet a pair of breasts, which is natural, is going to like really bother you.
Gets an R rating for that.
Yeah. I kind of like that there's like a whole movement of like natural coming back too, mm-hmm. instead of like all those like fake hard. It makes me so glad I never got implants.
It's like a thing like African culture in certain tribes, like women will come out and they'll fight naked, like tits out, the whole deal.
Look at my vagina.
Well, it's like, it's shocking for men. Uh-huh. And like, it's like, guys are like, damn it. Like,
totally distracting, well, right?
How can I just like shoot this person? And I think ultimately, like, it speaks to like why women are really pushed out of serving in the military, because they still get kind of seen as being like, you have like this very primal role as being a life giver.
Yeah.
And we do not want to put you in harm's way. But for the women who actually actively go out there, that's got to be pretty shocking. And I don't know, it's pretty amazing. So I feel like the Pussy Riot ladies are very much kind of like sister bros. Yeah. The Holy Sweater Girls.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of really interested in what your take was. But I saw that video of that of them trying to play like during the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And the cops just beating down on them. And it's fucked.
Yeah. But I like that they kept going. Like their determination. I have so much respect for them, because they and at one point it was so awful when they came out that they were like, put us back in. Like, you're only taking us out to make a good PR move for the Olympics. Like, you know, I don't know. What they stand for is really great. I really appreciate what they're doing.
We need more of that.
Yeah, man. Like, a lot of people just like, I know you're talking about the culture of complaining, or not complaining for that matter, but a lot of people do complain, but they complain online where it's safe, in quotations, because like they're not being identified. And so, you know, but the other thing you have to think about is like, it's not really doing anything. You're just like putting an idea out there, but like, you're not doing anything. You're not causing any change. Yes, he wants the mic.
Sorry.
No.
Get in there.
Get closer. I'm very interested. Sorry, this is a timed podcast, so you guys kind of know what day it is today.
but with the UCSB shooting,
yeah,
and what that guy and what he was all about, and like talking what you're saying about complaining, there was like another article about like a person who looked into like the chat rooms and forums that guy goes into, and what kind of fucking cesspools those places are, and mm-hmm. how like basically that dude's whole vibe was like, I'm a virgin and it's because women hate men, or like men like me. And there's like weird terms like involuntarily celibate.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
And fuck that shit. And I would just like, sorry, I'm gonna go on a little rant here.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person that can only like has to go in these dark little rooms so you can find people who think like you, and that's all you associate with it, you're fucked. Like there'll be no counter opinion. There'll be no like thinking outside the box. You'll just get sucked in the same bullshit, and it'll drive people towards crazy lengths. So that type of women hating fucking horseshit. As a dude, it's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we've all been celibate for reasons that we don't want to be, but fucking deal with it. Go talk to a girl. God damn it. So fuck that guy.
No, because I know you wanted to talk about the UCSB thing also. And I would like to take a moment to just like remember the people that were lost and really affected, because the entire campus and community of Isla Vista and the families have all been like affected, and mm-hmm. especially working in education, it's now something that I'm constantly thinking about, is like the risks that I take every day going in. Like, you know, you have to be careful what you say to kids, because you know, there are certain kids that you know have emotional disorders or whatnot, and you never know what's going to actually set them off. You don't know what happened before they came to school. Like, there was a school in Santa Ana that they recently found like an empty magazine in the parking lot. And then, the school was like on lockdown. This was like 2 days ago, for a rifle magazine that was just hanging out. So they did an entire sweep of the entire campus, didn't find anything. But then 2 days after the UCSB shooting, there was like an unrelated issue that came up where there was another student that was found with like 7 guns and like 400 rounds of ammo.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So, you know, if you have issues and you are seeking out, like, I guess, like, well, one, go talk to somebody. And like the fact that, like, when I heard that the police that went in and checked in on Elliot Roger had not watched the videos that they were there to ask him about, I was like, what the fuck were they even there for then? Because they didn't understand the severity of the situation. Like, his parents called the cops on him.
Well, the parents, I think the parents definitely were slacking on some of that, because they called and they said, we're worried about him.
They should have been more explicit.
They should have, because when the police went there, and they were by the book, which I do appreciate.
Right.
Because there's a fine line where, like, yes, you wanted this to be prevented, but on the other hand, like, you can't just fucking go in and, like, fuck a person's shit up, you know, fuck that kind of stuff. Like, so they went, and because he was a fucking sociopath,
he was able to charm them. Right. And so people, like, were talking about that, but then people are really, like, unrelenting about this whole, like, well, how did he get his hands on guns? And it's like, he had every right.
Absolutely.
On paper, he had every single right to own those weapons.
California
or firearms, I should say.
Strictest gun laws. Like, you have to go through so many hoops to get guns. And the main thing that will stop a person from purchasing guns of any sort dead in its tracks is mental health background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was not once ever committed to a mental institution or health facility, that was the main reason why he was able to get those.
Yeah.
You can't tell somebody they're not allowed to buy a gun if they go to therapy.
No. Can't ask the therapist, because doctor patient.
You can't break
confidentiality.
That. Yeah, I'm in therapy. So I can if I and I'm not a risk to anyone else. I'm not going to shoot myself. I'm not going to shoot any other people. So I should be able to buy guns if I wanted to. There's no reason why I shouldn't be able to.
They're a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun, actually.
In a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment.
Yes. Gabriel, with the fucking Honey Al Khatib shirt.
Dude, the thing about that kind of gets me really crossed up is that, okay, the gun issue aside, mental health issue aside, with all these mass shootings, where's like the female mass shooters?
Because there are none. Don't There's you ever none. Watch Criminal Minds? They're like arsonists and they bully people.
Feel like primarily a male problem. Two dudes here. Look, it's fucked. Like, if there's any kids out there and you're a little dude, what's up, little fella? Stay out of the goddamn chat rooms.
Yeah.
And porn is fucking retarded. Look, if there's terms like violent facials out there that like 10-year-olds know, fucked. It may seem normal or it's easy and no one wants to talk about it because it's embarrassing because you watch porn, but it's so fucking removed from reality. It will absolutely ruin relationships you have with not just like women you want to date and have sex with, but your mother and your sister and people that you're going to have to work with. So for me, I think it's definitely a male problem. I think a lot of it has to do with like this fucked up idea of what a man has to be and a fucked up idea of what sex is. I think that has a huge role. And the fact that like you see the residual effects that end up as being like mass shootings is really scary.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking pathetic, male America. God damn it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because there is this huge, I'm not going to say huge, there is at least a pushback because there's so many people have been vocal about how women are being treated now and before and how we will be treated. And a lot of people are saying like, well, you know, it's just him and guys like him and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, this is all over the place.
You see it everywhere. It is. You deal with these people and you can witness it at a restaurant from your server. Like, you know, like it's very apparent when somebody doesn't respect like women, you know, but Elliot Rodger, like nobody wanted to touch his penis because he was a fucking asshole.
He definitely had some form of autism. That's for sure.
Oh my God. He was so on this. Well,
he was on the spectrum. Absolutely. A little bit.
Yeah. I didn't watch his videos. I didn't want to.
No. I read his manifesto and that was more than enough for me. And I did read an interview with one of the students that he had an interaction with. And he actually referenced that student in, I don't know if it was like a blog post or the manifesto. I forget which one. He was
journal or what?
No.
I mean, kids going in chat rooms. Like, exactly. Is this 1993?
he went to a party and his intention was, I'm going to go to the party. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to meet girls, which but he shows up drunk already.
Yeah.
Because he needed that extra liquid courage.
Right.
And then instead of socializing with people, which was probably hard for him, he just sits there and gets more and more wasted, and he's just digging himself deeper into this hole. Because he even references, like, I was sitting there seething.
Everybody else have fun, but he doesn't know how to interact.
He has no clue how to.
Just like, and he's expecting somebody to approach him,
which is so wrong on so many levels.
With somebody like that.
He sees this one group and there's a blonde white girl and an Asian man. And I saw the picture of the guy and he looked like, he was on Lost.
Oh, that dude's awesome.
Yeah, he's like super good looking, very chiseled. Yeah, like damn, son. So he looked like him, obviously younger, but this kid is like sitting there just like, how dare she talk to him, this ugly Asian, like this gross, like racist things that he was thinking, like that's so gross, like why would she be talking to him, she should be talking to me.
I think he had a thing against Asians because
he didn't like anyone, he killed those three. One of them was already like, I gotta get out of here.
I heard about that.
So he goes up to the group and he starts yelling at them and like saying shit to them, and they're like, dude, get some water. Like the kid, the Asian guy, some
crackers.
Yeah, he was even like, water. I think you're kind of like drunk, dude, like go get some water, like go chill out. And he's like, yeah, fuck you, or whatever it was. And he went away, and then he came back and yelled at them again, and then he went away, and then he came back and tried to push them off of, I guess it was they were on like a cliff sort of party thing.
Yeah,
it was
that. I remember reading like just like a tagline or whatever, and the kid was like, the Asian dude that had the interchange with him was like, I wish I pushed him harder and like off of that cliff.
If he had known, because and that's like this huge distinct line right here. Like this Asian guy, and I really wish I remember his name because I feel like an asshole. Can
you keep calling him the Asian guy?
Yeah. But he looked at that moment, and instead of being a dickhead and actually pushing this person, this human being off, he was like, just go, man. Like, just chill. Just
go away.
And he put his hand out to help the women and everything. Yeah. Because if it was this kid, he probably wouldn't have any problem, well, obviously, trying to push people off the cliff. And I think that's all of these little things, like these choices that you make. Like, fuck, man. Like, stop expecting other people to do shit for you.
Yeah.
Well, I think I wish the guy was more aggressive. I think this speaks more to the point about, like, responsibilities men have to keep each other in check.
Yeah.
If you're drunk and you're talking shit, you can't just be like, well, he's drunk. Let's just get him some water. Fuck you. You're drunk. I might be drunk too. Or I'll probably be drunk. I'll tell you, fuck, man, you can't say that shit. Look, man, you can be as drunk as you want and you can harbor as many ill feelings as you want, but that shit's not okay with me. And I'm not looking at, it's not an excuse that you're drunk and you just need to like chill out. Fuck chilling out. Like, you need to flip your shit around.
Yeah.
Because if you're willing to say it now, drunk, it means you really do feel that shit. And if you really do feel that shit, then fuck you. I'm not going to stand by here and have a person with that sort of attitude, like, be around. Like, no. And I think, you know, men can't make excuses. And you can't hide in, like, little fucking chat rooms where it's just you and your invisible buddies and you all agree about the same shit. You do need to go out there. You need to be challenged. That's how you develop who you are. That's how you develop a real fucking personality. And look, if you have, I'm not a therapist. And if you have Asperger's or whatever, I kind of feel like that would be even better. Because then you get to automatically hear it, that's not okay. And be like, oh, okay, then that's not okay. And then you can move on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real talk. Get out there, call people out on their bullshit. If they're acting that way, just say that. Not that, look, man, I mean, that dude in that situation, I totally understand why he was like, he just needs to chill out and everything else. But even the slightest infraction of, like, someone looking at somebody and, you know, making them a commodity or, like, making them less than human by just, like, thinking about what that they can get out of them, call them out on that shit. If you're a man and it's another man doing it, do it. If you're a woman and it's another woman doing it, you should do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because we do have to really be careful about acknowledging that part. You just said women calling out women too. We spend so much time checking each other and policing each other on the way we look and our expectations of our body image and our worth in society.
Never on our behaviors.
Never on our behaviors. We don't say like, hey, man, if you're going to call your friend a bitch as an affectionate term, which I do too, I do like frequently, but that's fine. Don't call a woman a bitch because you're mad at her, because she did this, because she did that. Don't do that.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I actually, I try to
I know you do
display that as much as possible.
You're very good with that. Like, I slip up on it sometimes.
I do too. And like, and then I stop and I'm like, I shouldn't say that. And then I rephrase it in a different way of like, I'm angry with, and I acknowledge like how I feel and that that was like what that was. But like, yeah, I'll say like, oh my God, this bitch over here. And it's like, but it's like, I don't mean it like, God, she was such a bitch. Like, no.
Not in that term.
No, like, no.
And when it comes to the way women interact with men, I think we also need to be very careful and call each other out on that because men are more able, I guess you would say, to use physical aggression to dominate a woman as well as words, but physical aggression seems to be like the kind of quick thing to do. Women, we can use words as well, but we tend to play mind games.
Yeah.
And that's so fucked up and it's so puerile and stupid and it doesn't get anything done. And if you have a friend and she's bitching at you about like, oh, well, my boyfriend did this and that, and so I said this and then I'm gonna do this. And you're listening to her and you're like, what? Say like, nah, man, don't do that. Like, that's ridiculous.
Did you do that when the lady from the ATM?
That was the story I was going to tell you earlier.
So let's end on that. You know what?
Yeah, exactly. I should have
taken
a card from Gabe's deck over here. So last week?
I don't think you know about this.
Oh, no, I know this one. Okay, you know this one? Okay.
The petitioner?
Yeah, the petitioner. So it was last week was your graduation.
Yes.
Last Friday, I went to the bank to take some cash out because I'm trying to roll with cash now. And I'm standing in line and there's this woman who is just really bugging the shit out of this older black man next to me. She's trying to get him to sign this petition. I can kind of hear a little bit of what she's saying. For those of you in the state of California, you may remember, I want to say it was like late last year, early this year, this bullshit idea of like, well, California is too big of a state, so we should break it up into six different states and that economically it'll be easier. It's like such horseshit. So nothing ever came of it. People laughed about it, whatever. This woman had a petition regarding that. And from what I gathered that she was saying, she wanted to stop it from going into anything. But the way she was saying it was like, we're going to put it on a ballot so it can be voted down or something. And in my head, I was like, no. Like, I don't think you understand what you're saying. So he goes up to his ATM. I'm still waiting. She starts to walk away. She sees me out of the corner of her eye, and I'm like, fuck. So she starts coming over to me. I've
been spotted.
I'm like, God damn it. So I see her coming over, and she, like, is picking up the thing. And I go, hey, you know, I just want to let you know, like, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I'm not going to sign anything today. You know, I don't really feel like doing that. And she's like, she said something, and then she's like, so you're just not going to sign, huh? And I was like, no, I'm just trying to go about my business. Like, I'm not really comfortable doing that. Because that's the other thing. Like, I don't like signing petitions. Mm-mm. I don't want my name on shit. Like, yeah. I don't want anything associated. Unless I truly believe about it. Which is
funny because, like, I totally see your dad doing the same thing. I think, yeah.
Not signing something? Yeah. Oh, he would be like, get that thing away from me. Yeah, fuck that.
Get away.
I don't want my name on any piece of paper.
Right.
So she was getting all pissy about it. And then the ATM in front of me opened up. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to sign it. You know, I don't mean to be rude or anything. And she goes, oh yeah, well, you're being rude by doing that. Like, she was so mad at me, just like super pissed off. And me being me, I'm very like, all right, you know what? Fucking whatever. Like, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, just, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I guess that's apparently like a McAllister trait. My dad was saying, like, we're very like, just fuck it. You know? Yeah. Okay. So I get up to the ATM, or I'm walking up there, and she goes, you're an idiot. And I was like, I'm sorry, all right, what? Cool. And then as she keeps walking away, she's not even saying this to me at this point. She's like, bitch. And I'm just like, dude, somebody needs a glass of water. So I'm going about my business. And then the guy next to me, the same older black man, he was like, did she say something to you? So I told her what she said. And he goes, that's what I thought I heard her say. And I was like, whatever. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, you know, people like that. And he was trying to be really nice. And I was like, yeah, you know, I got better things to do. So finish up. I'm walking away because I parked on like the other side of the bank, and there's like cars right there and everything. And I'm almost certain that she like still hung around the area, and she was like hanging out around the cars, because I just heard off to the side as I was walking away, she's like, fat ass.
Oh my God.
I know. I was cracking up as I walked back to the car, and I couldn't figure out exactly why I was laughing. Well, first of all, because it's stupid.
Yeah.
But then my friend Ashley goes, no, when people use that kind of language when they're trying to like get to you, it's, I always think like, oh my God, I never realized I was fat. Thank you for pointing it out to me. You're so smart and observant. Like,
oh, like Steve Martin and Roxanne.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Just so stupid. So I got in the car, and I was with our friend Leanne, and I told her about it, and I'm cracking up, and she's like, where's that bitch? I'm going to go kick her ass.
Where's that bitch? I'm going to kick her ass.
I know. She's got the Disney princess voice.
But no, I'm serious. I'm going to fuck her up.
Exactly. Or, and I'm, don't worry about it. She's like, well, roll down your window. I'll drive by and call her a cunt or something.
You got a smelly vagina.
Vagina. So I suppose the way I handled it is fine, because I just walked away.
Yeah, you handled it maturely.
I did handle it very maturely, but you're not wrong. I should have turned around and said, like, you know what? You're acting like a real asshole, and I don't think that you're going to get anywhere with that kind of behavior. I get that maybe you're pissed off because nobody's signing your petition.
But it's stupid.
It's really stupid, and the way you're acting is stupid. Give me the petition. I'll sign it right now. And I just write all over it. Like, this girl is an asshole, and that's she's, right. You know, call me.
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
1-900, fuck off.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you fuck up their paper, I'm friends, you see the petition.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not going to get that anymore. Let me read one of these. Gabe just handed me a book called Straight from the Edge, Dad.
Fridge.
Oh, Fridge. I'm sorry. I can't read. Straight from the fridge, Dad.
Glasses. Are I'm you not sure? Wearing. Do you want me to read it?
No, I can. Okay. I'll just put it up to my face. Straight from the fridge, Dad. A dictionary of hipster slang. And let's do... Oh, I found one earlier. Damn. Oh, a heap. What do you think heap means? This is like hipster, like, hey, daddy-o, like, beatnik, you know? What's a heap in beatnik slang?
A heap?
Is it a car?
Yes.
Oh, wait, yeah. They can't hear. He said...
He said a car. A car. I'm sorry. I know, right? Like, very good.
What did he say? Yeah. That's like last... I was... Yeah, sorry. Never mind. Go on.
So a heap is an automobile, and they do give a little example. They say, so I hopped in the heap and tooled it downtown.
Oh my God, can we start talking like this?
Every session... Session? What am I, in therapy?
I don't know. I'm constantly at work, so it's fine.
Every podcast we do, I will pick a word at random.
Fantastic.
So we have to get through all of these.
I'll write a short vignette of just, like, hipster conversation.
I'd like to read my...
A one-act play, my Gabe and hipster lingo.
Like, interpretation of, like, a certain movie scene, like Princess Bride. Like,
oh, my God, that would be so amazing.
Oh, more people should do that, because there's already the Two Gentlemen of Lebowski, which is the Big Lebowski rewritten in Shakespearean language.
Oh.
And then all three of the original Star Wars films rewritten in Shakespearean.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I got to get on
those. Wow, you guys have so much in common.
I know.
It's kind of funny.
I love Star Trek.
I know.
And I do wish that we did live in
Star Trek world. Yeah, exactly.
I just watched the new movie.
Which one did you watch?
The Into the Darkness.
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the
fence. My dad was like, he's like, I asked him if he watched Sherlock. Yeah, I asked my dad if he watched Sherlock because I think he would like it. And he said, no, I'm not a fan of Cumberbatch, whatever his face is. And I was like,
oh, he was mad.
And then I was like, really? And he's like, I don't like him. I thought he was miscast in Star Trek. And I was like, wow, well, you're going to base like all of like Sherlock on like this dude's character from like the miscasting of Star Trek? Like, okay.
Hey, man, your dad lives in a very black and white world.
Yeah.
And it's either Benedict Cumberbatch or no Benedict Cumberbatch.
You should show him The Hobbit. He's the dragon.
Sorry, Cumber bitches.
But yeah.
So. Me and your dad are going to start a podcast called Team Montalban.
Yes, Team Montalban.
Read all things Ricardo Montalban.
I don't know what any of
he
that
was
means.
He was the original Khan iteration of Khan. Okay. Yeah.
On that note,
I think we had a pretty schizo episode, but
and it's actually like it went a full hour.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Sorry, Gabe, because we actually have like plans.
No, hopefully like someone listened to some shit today and they know to like avoid sharks and confront misogynists.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this was a really productive episode. Like I'm really happy with it, just like how it was. And I liked that we had a full conversation.
We did have a full conversation.
About a lot of like serious things, sharks, misogyny.
And I'm sorry that we're like patting each other on the back for this, but we haven't done a podcast for a while.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting back into the groove, but we have a really good like vibe going on here. Good people associated with us. And
yeah. We'll have to work on getting a couple more mics. I think I'll do that. So that we can all
be passing the mic around.
Because like the two guys have like they're being contributors. So it's like it makes sense.
I love because
Gabe like refers to it as like, we're doing a podcast. I'm like, yeah. We are.
Correct.
But I love it that like you guys love being a part of it. It's cool. But anyways, thank you for listening and tell your friends.
Engineer. Yes, thank you, Joey.
Yeah.
Engineer Joey.
Thank you, Dead Air.
Thank you, Dead Air.
Dead Air.
Heart.
MC Dead Air.
Fuck it, you win.
Dead Yeller and Dead Air.
Yeah! Oh,
it just turned
shit.
Into like deaf comedy.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like we should like snap, snap, snap with the beatnik stuff. Uh oh. Gabe, we're gonna have to get you.
Yeah. The bongos.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Hold on. Well, this is how we'll close it out today, guys.
I'm not a musician, you are. Oh, that's... So I guess.
I don't know how to play bongos.
Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah.